I never have any doubt that the team will come back from anything, especially after having two PKs back to back the other weekend. I wasn't necessarily worried about facing another PK again. I actually thought Mandy's been in great form in her PKs and thought maybe there was a chance at saving it. But yeah, going down against a home team is never fun. You got to dig yourself out of that hole. I knew it was going to be difficult. I wish my team would have started digging a little earlier on in the game. We definitely dug ourselves, but it was much too late, I think, in that second half when we really started to get in the flow of things and create chances. But, you know, overall, I'm still proud of the group. We still came out here and put in a good shift. Just wasn't enough today.
And then you mentioned there that you were playing against the team in front of its home crowd, your guys' first game away from home. Did it feel any different? And maybe how were you guys able to address the road element for this game?
I was very interested to see how our team would handle the road element. I've never seen this team on the road before. I told the team before the game started, like, this is where we set our identity for who we are on the road. I don't like the result that we got, so I'm going to wash this game away. And, you know, in our next road trip, which I believe is Louisville, upcoming in a couple of weeks, we retry again. We reestablish who we are and what kind of, you know, team we're going to be out on the road. And hopefully it's one that doesn't shy back down from tough play and from quality soccer. I think we showed that tonight where we still, you know, tried to build out, tried to be brave. I didn't think that the environment was too hostile. Maybe it was because it was Easter. Maybe the Washington DC fans were nice to us today, but yeah, I know that some environments in the NWSL are really difficult to play in. And so to get our feet wet with this game was all right. I'm still proud of the play and it's still a good foundation for us to build off of.
And then lastly, for me, the goal from Ali, second in two games, also from outside the box, pretty impressive goal. Yeah. How do you, in coaching her, how do you kind of help her balance when to take that shot? Because obviously she can shoot it from pretty much wherever. And then the passing playmaking aspect of her game as well.
Yeah, it was pretty crowded today in the midfield for us. We didn't get a lot of opportunity through midfield. We actually set her in the 10 to try to break some of that up. Ali Stentner, if you give her half a yard, half a step in the box or even outside the box, her shot is so lethal. And even with a deflection, the ball still went in because it's powerful and it creates a havoc. And when you're shooting through defenders too, the goalkeeper doesn't have a great, you know, eyesight of the ball. And she was able to you know, see that through. And I'm thankful for the goal, but on the day, it just wasn't enough.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Go ahead, Steph.
Thanks. Hi, Coach. You talked about, you know, getting the flow of the game, but this was a game that was disrupted by, you know, various calls, VAR, that sort of thing. I'm just wondering, what was the communication between you and the team and you and your staff, and I guess you and the referees as well, about, you know, having such big interruptions?
Yeah, the referee stoppages, the VAR reviews, the time where the ball, like, was out of play, and I think that only built or that only fought against us on the day. We had a lot of momentum at points. And then when we had the continuous fouls and reviews and stoppages, I just think that kind of broke us out of our rhythm a bit. We're a team that likes the ball and wants to dominate, but every time we had a stop, that kind of got broken up. And I just kept telling my team, you know, stay in it. I thought we were the better team on the night. But that doesn't always get you the result. And unfortunately we walk away here without any points, and we'll pick ourselves up though. The group's really positive and we know that this is a long-term project where we're building towards our identity. And when you've got referees and calls and stoppages out of your hands, you know, there's nothing much to do besides put your head down and keep working.
When stoppages get long enough, is there any concern about players cooling off too much? And then on the flip side, if extra time is running so long, they added a lot this one, is there any concern at all about, like, well, you didn't necessarily train for this, or is it like you did train for it because you expect anything in this league?
So in our preseason, we periodized our physical loading to accommodate for 55-minute halves. Because we realize that there is so much time allotted nowadays. I think our first half had 13 minutes of extra time. That I've never seen that before. You know, we try to estimate about 10 minutes. Never would have thought 13. And then at the end of the game, when we needed more time on the clock, they only gave us 8. And so, yeah, in some ways, extra time can be useful and helpful. But then in other times, it just drags out the game, and you really have to train the players for that physical load, that physical demand. Because no longer are games 90 minutes.
Thank you, Coach.
Sean, anything from you? Both
of your players that we talked to, Coach, touched on this, and so I just kind of wanted to get sort of your response, because it does seem like through the first three games of the season, that ability to play just tough, dig in, sometimes grind it out, occasionally soccer is showing with this team. Are you happy, I guess, with the way this team is playing kind of the long game in matches in a lot of ways? Because it does feel like they do get better as the match goes on. They're in, you know, better shape, maybe better fitness, that kind of thing. Are you happy with where that's at, I guess?
I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, I think my team's completely in this for the long haul. We're trying to build an identity. We're trying to change the landscape of the NWSL. I'm not a huge fan of transitional play, but I understand that's a big element of the NWSL. But we're trying to play beautiful soccer, and we're trying to build through the thirds. And I'm going to continue pushing my team to grind out these games where, you know, we try to keep possession against a high press opponent. We try to high press our opponents and win the ball back as soon as possible. I can't speak more proudly of the work that's been put in to get us to this point. I don't think that for a new team being 7-8 weeks in, people would have predicted the quality of play that we're starting to show. But I know we're still only scratching the surface, and we got a long ways to go. But again, I'm proud of the group, and I love the fight. I love the grit of this group. That's going to get us, you know, that's going to get us far this season. And I'm going to work my tail off just as they are to ensure that we keep getting better and better each weekend.
I think it's at halftime, we kind of were like, we're not out of this game. Like, we are going to the game, and we are going into the season trying to be the toughest team in the league and the toughest team to play against. And even when we're down, like, we are not out of this game. And I believe that we had plenty of chances to come back into this game and get a point out of it. So just got to clean up a few things, but we just want to be a relentless, ruthless team. And I think we showed that today.
And then lastly, for me, your first road experience early in your career, was it different playing out there as opposed to at home? And how were you guys able to kind of maybe address some of those differences in the feel of the game?
Yeah, obviously we love our fans at home, and they really bring a lot of energy and love into the game. So that's always amazing to play in front of. But I think our goal going into the rest of the season is going to be to get points on the road, because those are the hardest points to get. So I think it's just having a mindset where we're always locked in and we're just putting absolutely everything onto the field to try to sneak back a couple of road points, I think is going to be really critical this season.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Steph.
Thanks. Hi. You know, you talked about the team wanting to be relentless, but today, I mean, through no fault of your own, the game felt pretty choppy up and down, VAR calls, delays, that sort of thing. Just wondering, you know, is it harder to maintain that relentless mindset or ability to implement when the game is so up and down like that?
Yeah, I think it is part of the game. Unfortunately, there's going to be VAR stops. There's going to be calls that don't go our way, but I think it's rallying around each other and just communicating through it. And I think over communication is going to be big for our team, but just knowing that the game isn't going to be perfect every time, and we are going to make bad passes, we're going to have bad calls, but I think just turning that around and trying to make it an advantage for us is going to be key.
And then right before you came on, Liv mentioned, you know, how Amy Rodriguez wanted you guys to be a super fit team. That's obviously really beneficial regardless in NWSL, but we're seeing VAR adding more and more and more extra time in a lot of games these days. I'm wondering if that's also something that you guys are taking into consideration when training.
Yeah, we're definitely taking that into consideration. I would say our team was really still pushing towards the end of the game. And I think you could tell that we were very fit and still able to run a ton. So I think that's going to be an advantage to us throughout the season. Really proud of the work that the girls put in every single day to get fitter, to kind of get those little wins at the end of the game when the other team's tired. So I think that's something that we can take advantage of and something that is a strength of our team.
Thank you.
Sean, Alex, anything from you guys?
Allie, just to kind of follow up on that a little bit, what Steph was talking about there, were you surprised when you saw 13 minutes of stoppage time flash up on the card, or did you just kind of move on, like not even, are you one of those players that doesn't even notice that kind of stuff?
Honestly, I was kind of excited because I felt like that just gave us more opportunity to try to get back into the game. I knew there was going to be a lot of minutes with that really long VAR call, so we were kind of standing around for a while. So honestly, I was excited when that came up on the board, and any minutes on the clock when you're down are important minutes.
Yes, obviously that was very frustrating, not how I wanted to start. But I think just bouncing back and realizing that we had the whole rest of the game to come back and just kind of showing our grit and showing what we can do after we go down a goal.
And then I know you hadn't played in any of the two home matches, but did it feel different having the first road experience for you guys this season?
Yeah, it did feel different. I haven't played at home yet, and so I'm looking forward to that, but it was still so fun to step out on the pitch and to be able to play for the first time.
And then second goal from Allie on the season, second in two games, and both pretty impressive goals from outside the box. What have you seen from Allie being so young and obviously being a rookie? I guess you're a rookie technically too, but what have you seen from her early on in a pretty successful season so far?
I mean, yeah, Allie's a baller and we're really good friends, and so it's really fun to be able to see her shine and to be able to see her show off what she can do. I don't like defending her at practice, so I'm glad when I don't have to.
Fair enough. Gotcha. Thanks.
Go ahead, Steph.
Thanks. Hi. You know, there were a lot of delays in the game. It felt a little bit up and down in terms of the flow. I'm just wondering what the vibe was on the team in terms of dealing with stoppages or extra long, extra time, you know, with the VAR and everything. And, you know, what's your process for when that flow gets interrupted of staying in the moment?
It can be frustrating, especially in the second half. I feel like we had a lot of the momentum, and so that kind of took it away. But you can also kind of view it as a positive to be like, look, this is a time to catch our breath, regroup, kind of talk about what's working, what's not. And so I think we use it to our advantage to kind of settle down, catch our breath, and to be able to talk it out as a team.
Is there anyone on the team in particular who was trying to keep that vibe of like, guys, we can settle and use this time to strategize and think?
Yeah, I think Mandy and Kate do a really good job of that, helping us like get hyped and to be able to realize how much time we have left, and just kind of reiterating what is working and to keep doing that.
Oh, and last one from me, just in terms of going so long and extra time, it's not always something you expect, but I'm just wondering when you guys are training, what's the discussion between you and the training staff in terms of like, is there like a let's expect everything attitude because we are seeing increasing extra time becoming much more common now at VAR, or did it take you guys a little by surprise?
No, I think we expected that, and obviously watching other games, we've seen how much extra time there can be, and so I think we were ready for that and expected it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Sean, Alex?
Yeah, Liv, I jumped in a little bit late, but it feels like the ability of this team to kind of dig in and never give up, some will call it a second half mentality in a lot of ways, is becoming a little bit of a trademark. Just what comes into the, what is it about this team that just kind of keeps fighting the way that you guys have for the first couple of games this year?
I feel like it's something that Amy has instilled in us ever since we got here on the first day. She wanted us to be the fittest, most like toughest NWSL team in the league. And so I think just having that as a mindset really helps us be able to do that on the field.
And it feels like the subs worked really well today, in particular, your former college teammate, Brecken, came in and really provided a lot of kind of just some extra punch in the game. Did just what was it about sort of the, I guess, kind of the last 20, 30 minutes of that second half that really brought the team back into it, do you think?
Obviously, fresh legs always helps, and it was so fun to be able to play with Brecken again. We know how each other plays, you know each other's tendencies, and so I felt like we worked really well with each other off the ball. Just we've played with each other for 5 years, so it was super fun to be able to do that at the next level.